Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Glory to God. See, sometimes, you see what I'm talking about, though? See, this fellow thought that they were privileged to have him. And he didn't realize how privileged he was to be able to have a part there. Amen. I mean, you see the same thing happen in families, don't you? Uh-huh. One member of the family or one couple in the family get a little more education or a little more money or something or success than the others. And they act like, you know, you ought to just be glad that we're your brother. Because, you know, you're just privileged to follow along on our coattails. No, it's a privilege to be a part of that family. It goes both ways. And you get to taking something for granted, you're in danger of losing it. You understand? And all this ties together because we're talking about honor. Honor. It's a privilege to be used of the Lord. I mean, if you were up in heaven and if the golden streets got dusty, which I don't believe they do. But if they did, and I don't believe they do, and the Lord came by and said, here's a broom. Would you sweep this off for me? Would you say, well, Lord, that's not my ministry. Would you say that?
No.
I don't think you would. Well, if you shouldn't say it there, should you say it here? Because
no.
It does get dusty here. And all I have for you as a church, for your volunteer, is praise. You guys have done great. Amen. I mean, I'm not leading up to any reproof or rebuke about this. I'm not. You guys have done wonderful. Amen. Come in here and work and work. Yeah, give yourself a hand. You have. You've done great and you're doing great. But you know, we're talking about the long haul here. You know, we've never been flighty people. We've never started something and then quit it the next year. I mean, when we get into something, we put down roots and we're there for the duration. Unless and until the Lord says something else. And so the Lord will spare us from problems in the future if we think right. And if I honor you and you honor me and we honor God and we honor the things of God, we just won't even have some problems that other people have. They just won't even have to deal with them. And isn't that the best? And thinking right. And how many understand this goes a long ways. If everybody's thinking, it's a privilege to serve God. It's a privilege to have this place. It's a privilege to have any part of the work here. Amen. If you come in and you work with the kids or you work in the parking lot or you clean and all time you're doing it, you think, thank God for this place. Thank God for not just this facility, but my church family, the people. Thank God for what we have here. And you don't gripe and you don't bellyache and you don't feel like you're being used. You ever heard that phrase?
Yep.
I just feel like they're using me. Well, these same people, sometimes been praying for years, God, use me. Oh, please, God, won't you use me? Lord, show me what you want to do. I want to be used. Please, Lord, use me. I mean, cry, pray, fast, roll in the bed. God, use me. And to get in a place and get something that they can do and something that they're being allowed to do. And after a while, they get busy and they got several jobs and they go, I just feel like I'm being used. Now you got to make up your mind now. You want to be used or not?
Amen.
And the same with me. How many of you understand that I ought not to get up and, you know, wake up this morning and go, oh, no, I got to go preach again. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege for me to come here and that you're here and that you'll sit there and nod and listen and not sleep. That you're honoring me and you're honoring God. Is that right? Everybody all just say, we're happy to be here. Look at your neighbor, tell them, I'm happy to be here. You happy to be? We're just all happy to be here. Don't feel like anybody owes us anything. Right? We're ready to contribute, ready to give, ready in every way. He said, them that, I didn't intend to get into all that, but I did. Them that honor me, what the Lord say? I will honor, but those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. There's volumes of understanding about this subject in those couple of phrases there. Let me give you the definition of the word honor. This is from the original language dictionaries. The word honor literally means heavy, weighty, which is some of the same meanings for the word translated glory. It means to value. Now that's one of my favorite definitions. To value. It means precious. It means costly, expensive. It means to prize or to revere. These are different ways of saying, expressing the same idea. If you honor something, then you are expressing and demonstrating that it is valuable to you. It is precious to you. It is important to you. So let's interject those definitions. If you treat the things of God as precious and valuable and important to you, He's going to treat your things as precious and valuable and important to Him. Wow. Now, it would help to back up in this story and see how they got to this place. The priest at this time is Eli, and he and his sons are in the ministry. Now, you know, in the Old Testament, the priests and the Levites were what today the counterpart would be the ministers, the preachers, and the helps ministers. The priests would be comparable to the preachers today, the Levites comparable to all the helps ministers. That would include everybody in the ministry of music and everything else. But these guys, in verse 12 of chapter 2, 1 Samuel 2:12, it says the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. That's not good, is it? Preachers that are sons of the devil? It says they knew not the Lord. And one translation says they had no regard for the Lord. And that really sums it up. If you honor God, you have high regard and high esteem for His things. Did you notice them that despise me? The exact opposite of honoring is despising. But despising covers a lot more ground than what we think in our modern vernacular. When we say somebody despised something, we think of a very harsh dealing. Oh, they're disgusted with it. They despise it. But the Bible is a lot broader in the context of the scripture. To simply ignore something can be despising, according to the word. This phrase can be despising if you just say, so what? That can be biblical despising. Big deal. Well, it's offering time. Whoop-dee-doo. Big deal. Well, it's church time again. So what? Well, we're reading scripture. Been there, done that. How many understand what I'm talking about? Subtle variations of failing to esteem the things of God. This book is holy. These words are holy. Our times with Him are holy and precious. Everything He's doing should be very significant to us. And all of us have to, you know, monitor ourselves, no matter how respectful you think you might be, just through ignorance or something else, you could fail to properly appreciate something. And this is combated and changed by us growing in honor. How many believe you could grow in the honor of God? You could grow in being aware of what's important and esteeming His things more highly, but you have to exercise it. Do you realize how far we've fallen as a people in the earth where honor is concerned? How so many areas of society are honorless? There's no honor. Children don't understand about honoring their parents, because their parents many times don't understand about, they don't honor their employers, they don't honor their ministers, they don't honor their leaders. Everything's so common and so base. We're going to talk about this. I mean, we're going to get into it. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I said series, right? We're going to lay the foundation and the platform this morning, and then we're going to keep going. I'm going to sweep out from under the rugs. We're going to get behind the doors. Amen. Under the bed, we're going to talk about what needs to be changed. Amen. Well, nobody has arrived in this. We can all grow in the honor of God. Well, let's read what honor is not here for just a minute. These guys, Eli's sons, did not regard the Lord. Verse 13, they had a custom that when the people brought their offerings, the priest's servant or the preacher's employee or whatever came, and with a flesh hook, they grabbed a bunch of the offering and took it out of the pan. And whatever it brought up, that's what the priest took for himself. And now this was unnecessary, because according to the way the Lord had set up, a tithe of all the tithes belonged to the priests. The first fruits of all the crops, which was a different thing, belonged to the priest. These guys were rich, major rich. But how many know some people are just greedy, no matter how much they got? They want to take somebody else's. So they were doing this, and verse 15, before they burnt the fat, which they were supposed to burn the fat on every offering, the priest's servant would come and say, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled flesh, he wants it raw. And if the man that was offering his offering to the Lord, he said, well now okay, but don't let him fail to burn the fat, because they were supposed to do that. The scripture said so. And he said, no, but you're going to give it to me now, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it away from you. I'm going to take it by force. So, verse 17, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. See, people got where they didn't want to give. They didn't want to bring their offerings because these preachers were acting this way. And so that's a bad reflection on the Lord himself, because these men are supposed to be representing him. The offerings of the Lord are holy. Amen. You and I are supposed to worship God when we stand up here and bring our tithes and offerings.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.